Every year, a forum in honor of former Ambassador Tom Strook delves into an issue facing Wyoming. This year, the focus will be on the sovereign wealth funds, such as Wyoming's Permanent Mineral Trust Fund and Rainy Day Accounts. State Treasurer Mark Gordon and University of Wyoming Strook Professor Jason Shogren join me to discuss the upcoming Strook Sovereign Wealth Forum that will be held in Jackson. Shogren says they are bringing in experts to answer some important questions.
How much money do we want to have in our rainy day accounts, and how much do we want to have as a state in our sovereign wealth funds, and how do we transform a stock of rocks, essentially, and gas into a stock of money that the folks in the state of Wyoming can use for their public services? And so we are bringing in five panelists from around the world to talk to us about how they've dealt with it in New Zealand, how they dealt with it in Saudi Arabia, Hong Kong, Alaska, and also an expert on the Norwegian fund.
Jay, it seems like one of the things that probably those other places have done is identified a number. Is that something you'd like to see happen in this state as well?
Yeah, I think it's something we need to talk about because, you know, saving money doesn't have to just be willy-nilly. There are people who spend their whole life trying to figure out how much is the optimal amount to save for the population you have. I mean, here in Wyoming, we have somewhere between $6 and $8 billion saved up in the sovereign wealth funds. And in Norway, they have $1 trillion saved up just about, and they have 4.5 million people. So they've obviously made a decision to put more into their sovereign wealth per person than we have. And we need to understand why and what they're thinking. And then how do you spend it once you decide to invest this big chunk of money? Because, I mean, folks in Wyoming are going to be here a long time, even if the resources aren't, and even if we aren't, and we're leaving a legacy for the future.
Mark, your thoughts on this type of discussion.
Yeah, no, I think that's Jay's kind of put it in a nutshell. It's interesting. One of the funds that's coming is Alaska. Alaska has very similar problems to what Wyoming does. They're about a $53 billion fund. They're the largest of the funds that are domestic. And they've got a $4 billion shortfall in their budget. They're trying to figure out what to do. Of course, people know that in Alaska, they give distributions out. They call it truck month. Every year, there's a certain amount of money that comes back. And now they're trying to figure out how to balance their budget. And maybe that's not something that they're going to be able to do. So a lot of different funds are dealing with these kinds of problems. And I think Jay and I talked, it's been about 2 years now that we've been talking about getting peers together in a room and looking at different challenges and how to address them. And I think this year was the year that it became absolutely critical that we do that.
When you talk about these types of funds, and I'll start with you, Mark, are you talking mostly at focusing our attention on the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund, or are you talking about everything, including the Rainy Day Account?
Well, I think, Wyoming, we often talk about $19.5 billion, and everybody has the impression that there's just this big sort of sock of change that we, you know, can use in different ways. But, of course, you've highlighted the point that the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund is about a $7 billion fund, and that's different from what we use to run the state. And what we use to run the state is in that's where the rainy day account sits. And they have different investment portfolios. They have different approaches to their spending policies and so on. And this is an effort, really. And we're actually there's a piece of this that is kind of for peers only. And we're bringing a bunch of our legislators in to actually take a look at. They've got these challenges. You know, you see every month we have another sort of downward revision in what we expect for revenues and some anticipation of what this means for the portfolio and what it should deliver. And so we're trying to get all of that put together.
Jay, when you look at this issue, I've talked with economists over the years, and it'd be interesting just to get your thoughts on this. Is it better to continue to try and save as much as you can, build up all these funds? Is that the smartest thing the state can do?
Well, I guess there's sort of two views. One is to save nothing and just transfer all the wealth, all the mineral wealth right to people and let them invest it. that can work if all the money stays in state. There's also this tendency to decide that, well, we have to pay for our own public goods here in Wyoming. And so, yeah, we are going to need this permanent mineral trust fund to be able to generate a flow of resources for the long run. And at that point, the question is how much? And you're not going to put everything into it because, you know, you do need to consume some of the rents to pay for the things we need today. And so part of this is, you know, how large should the fund be relative to the size of the population? We got to think about the scale. We got to think about the role, what we want to use for it, how we're going to spend it, how we're going to invest it, how our state economy cannot be totally dependent on natural resources and if we want it to slow down the boom and bust, and how much risk are we willing to take as a state and how much transparency can we provide the folks who are interested in the permanent mineral trust fund. I mean, it's sometimes permanent mineral trust funds that like we have or sovereign wealth funds in general are called just big dumb money because you get a pot of money and you're not sure what to do with it. And part of this is to get over that sort of view that we're just going to put it in a sock, that no, we have a strategy and here's how we can actually sort of smooth out the consumption of public goods in the state of Wyoming.
Some of our listeners are probably yelling at the radio talking about the Rainy Day Fund, and I know you probably, Mark, get letters and emails about that. It's raining. Mm-hmm. We should use that. But should this strategy go towards something like that too, Jay, where we actually have an amount of money that we and we know what we really should have in the bank?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, it's a discussion, and it's definitely a political discussion, and we're trying to bring in people who have been wrestling with this from all around the world who've, you know, they may not have answers, but they have asked hard questions that perhaps we haven't asked the same way. And hopefully by the end of these 2 days, everyone is going to have a bigger and broader and more educated perspective on just what we need to do and how we need to do it in terms of being able to balance the funds versus what we want for the future versus what we need today.
Yeah, and Bob, you know, part of what I was thinking about as Jay was saying that, you know, Wyoming's been through this before a couple of times, and we kind of know what we've done before, but this is an opportunity really to look at people that have been in the business for a little bit longer than us and bigger. And maybe have some of their ideas come to the table, too.
Now, Jay, you're going to have a public forum, and this is going to be Wednesday night, 6 o'clock till 8 on August 24th at the Jackson Hole Center for the Arts. Could you talk a little bit about what you'll be doing there?
Right. So we've got five panelists, Adrian Orr from New Zealand, Khalid Alswiam from he's at Harvard, Stanford, but he also ran Saudi Arabia's fund for quite a while. Alexa Lam is from the faculty of law at the University of Hong Kong, and she also was in charge of their monetary policy and Securities and Futures Commission there. Angela Rondell, she's from the CEO of the Alaskan Permanent Mineral Trust Fund, or their permanent fund. And then Sam Wills from University of Oxford, who's made this his career, studying funds all around the world and the lessons learned. And this is open to the public. They're going to present their views. Kathleen Hayes from Bloomberg Television, if you've seen her on TV, she's a pretty popular financial advisor. And people are interested, we'd love to have them come to the Jackson Hole Center for the Arts at 6 o'clock and participate and try to educate themselves and try to ask some hard questions that we can think about.
Jay Shogren, always nice having you. Mark Gordon, thank you so much for stopping by.